Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome once again to another episode of my podcast, your podcast, everybody's favorite podcast, The Unwrapped Mind. It is time to get it in, people. I am glad to be here, glad to be back. Thank y'all for spending some time with me today. Before I get into anything, I want to thank all of y'all for coming, showing up, and just giving me a little bit of y'all time. Trust me, every week when I'm sitting down doing this, I'm doing this with the conversation of you and me in mind, trying to figure out what we would be talking about if one of y'all was literally just sitting right here in front of me. So that's how I'm taking this approach, and that's how I'm doing this right now. So thank y'all for sitting in front of me and listening to me and letting me be part of y'all day, part of y'all ride. Whenever y'all listening to me, however y'all listening to me, just thank y'all for letting me be a part of that. It means a whole heck of a lot. Man, what are we going to talk about? Ain't no question what I'm going to talk about first. I'm going to talk about Dave Chappelle. So if you have not watched the special, The Closure, Dave Chappelle is doing what he does best, speaking on today's climate, giving his point of view, and basically being a sounding board for, for what is deemed his norm and for how he sees the world. And I'm all for that. A lot of people are offended, especially transsexuals and they're offended. They was trying to cancel. I'm not gonna say all of them, because I don't think any group of people has a spokesperson who speaks for everybody. But as a group of transsexuals were offended by the comments made during the special. If you haven't seen the special, or you haven't YouTubed it by now, one, get out from under the rock you live under and go check it out. Two, read it and tell me what you think. I mean, I can't agree or disagree. I know he stated some facts about, you know, how things are viewed and how things are looked at. And, I mean, facts are facts, but I don't think he said anything in a way to, and I don't know because I'm not trans, so I can't say if somebody should or shouldn't be offended. I don't think he said anything to purposely offend somebody. You have to understand the job of a comic. When you look at comedy, comedy is there, one, let's be honest, comedy is there to make you laugh. And somebody has to be, or somebody or something has to be the butt of a joke. That's just the way every joke goes. Somebody or something is going to be the butt or the punchline of the joke. That's the way jokes are written. That's the way jokes are set up. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. One thing comedians do is they take real life situations and they try to put a spin on them, one, to make them more palatable for us, two, to, you know, once again, make something that we can make light of, something that we're probably taking too serious. They're trying to say, listen, it ain't got to be that serious. You can enjoy this on a smaller level or a different level. You don't have to be so serious about this situation. And I think that's what he did. But once again, people are offended, and they're entitled to be offended. And they want Netflix to pull it, which Netflix wasn't going to do, because the more you cause controversy, the more you put fire on the controversy or point to it, the more people are rushing to Netflix to watch it. Let's be honest. The more it was talked about, the more people went and watched the comedy special to see what was being talked about so they could join in on the conversation. Two, they already paid Dave Chappelle for the special, so they're going to make sure they get their money back out of it. And I will tell you, Netflix is big enough now where, you know, the amount of people who may cancel their services or may not get Netflix, Netflix ain't counting the people who ain't got Netflix yet, because they're counting people who have Netflix. The people who ain't got Netflix, they're not counting you. They're counting the people who paying their monthly, yearly subscriptions. They're, you know, new customers will come and go. They'll get those people, but they're worrying about the ones they got already. So the people who cancel their subscriptions, you're not really going to dent their bottom line. Let me tell you, Netflix is just huge now. It ain't like it was a few years ago where if they lost a few subscribers, they really cared. They don't. I mean, heck, let's be honest. They even suspended the transgender people that they have who are employees, you know, for what they said and how they was acting and their behaviors at the job over this special. They suspended them. So that lets you know that their stance is we firmly support our artists are the people we employ or the people we buy things from and their point of view, they have that right. That's what Netflix said to everybody. So if you did catch it, you probably should have caught that message when they said we're not pulling this. Here's my slant on the whole thing. Here's my view. And I've heard this several times and I agree with this wholeheartedly. When Dave Chappelle had the Chappelle Show and was making jokes on black people and this, that, and the third, nobody was trying to cancel Dave Chappelle. Everybody's walking around talking about I'm rich, bitch, and all those things. Nobody was canceling Dave Chappelle when the Chappelle Show was out there and he was portraying pimps, crackheads, and every other stereotype towards the black community. You know, when he did the R. Kelly, I'ma pee on you, and was putting fake poop on girls and pissing on them. Nobody was canceling Dave Chappelle for that. The minute it switches to another group, everybody's like, oh, we need to cancel this. And that's wrong. That's wrong. Now, only reason why I say it's wrong is let's find the wrong in everything, not the wrong in one thing. Once again, you got your right to be offended, and that's your right. And I'm fully backing your right to be offended, but I'm fully backing his right as an artist to have that levity. That is levity the right word? Have that levity to say what he wants to say what he wants to say. He didn't. I don't think he said any hate speech, you know, but allow him to say that, because that's what comedians are for. They are our bastion for to laugh at ourselves. You know, if you can't laugh at yourself in some way, shape or form, you're taking yourself way too serious. So we got to keep that in mind. I mean, is I can't say it's not that serious, because once again, I'm not the offended party. I can just say, you know, let's not go so far as to say we need to be canceling this man and pulling him off TV. Speaking of cancel culture, let me tell you how much cancel culture doesn't work. It just don't, people. You can only cancel somebody who ain't big. Because I'll tell you, R. Kelly, his album sales is up 500%. 500%, people. Y'all talk about canceling somebody who, agreeably by all, is a monster, but his album sales is up 500% since his conviction. So cancel culture ain't working. I'm just gonna tell you it's not. Because this dude is still selling albums or streams. And whoever gets his catalog, the smart person to buy R. Kelly catalog is going to make a killing. Because I can tell you, America has the memory of a goldfish, and they are going to have R. Kelly songs and commercials in a few years. Trust me, somebody going to buy that catalog because they know the value of those songs, and they're going to sell those songs piece by piece, little by little. R. Kelly's going to be there. You can't cancel R. Kelly in music. You can't. His pen was too strong. His category, his hits were too long. You thinking R. Kelly albums. I'm thinking 90s and 2000s black radio in general. R. Kelly wrote songs for everybody. So talking about I'm canceling R. Kelly, no, you're not. I'm sorry. I'm being frank with you. You're not canceling R. Kelly. His pen was too long. He wrote songs for people you don't even think about, and songs you probably humming around the house getting your jam on. That's probably R. Kelly hit. You know, let's be real. It probably is. And I'm not defending the man. Like I said, I think he's a monster for what he did. But I'm also saying you ain't canceling nobody whose pen is that strong. It just ain't possible. You know, you'd have to get rid of so much music. And quite frankly, ain't nobody going to allow it. Too much money to be made off that music. So you're not gonna allow it. I guess this is my week of what's being canceled. What ain't being canceled? Because guess who is back at it again? No other than my friends, your friends, the NFL. Jeez Louise, people. We need to investigate the NFL across the board. Across the board. There's too many incidents of racist, homophobic, misogynistic owners, coaches, players. The NFL is just tainted and tarnished. And first they raided the Washington. For those who don't know, the Washington football team had their training facility rated by the DEA. They had a rated and they locked it up because the trainer was doing God knows what. I'm almost certain steroids is going to be at the bottom of this, along with a couple of other illegal drugs. But, you know, they got raided. So when that's going on, then you got my man Urban Myers down in Jacksonville doing God knows what with God knows who. And he's a grown man. If that's the way he want to portray himself in a bar, that's really between him and his wife. But in today's society where everything you do is front page, you know, the minute you do it, you don't have that time to be out there, especially if you're losing. Because let me tell you right now, me and about 15 guys can go run through the Jacksonville Jaguars the way they plan. But especially if you're losing, you go back to the state where you achieve success and they catch you in the bar bumping and grinding with somebody who ain't your wife. You obviously drunk, just looking at your eyes. You just lost the game and you out at the bar getting your kicking on with somebody who ain't your wife. Yeah, they got some things to say to you. Yeah, somebody wants you to toe the line. That's the fall you're going to take because you put yourself in a position to be the front of the football team as the head coach. So, yeah, dude, you're going to take that fall. Your wife, she going to forgive you or she ain't going to forgive you. But that's between y'all. That's a personal matter. I don't think this man's personal business should be put on Front Street. That's a personal matter between him and his wife. But when you're a public figure, it's a public matter. And when you go out to a bar with somebody who ain't your wife and conduct yourself in said manner, it becomes a more of a public matter. It becomes a national matter. And everybody's going to be looking at it. Everybody got something to say about it. So that's the position he put himself in. He should have thought somebody should have tapped my man on the shoulder, got him back to his hotel. But apparently his players and his friends don't love him that much. Shout out to all the strong support out there who get their friends back so they don't make stupid mistakes in public and be on a TV or on somebody's camera phone getting embarrassed by their spouse. Shout out to all those friends who make sure that don't happen to people because we need y'all. And lastly, John Gruden. Woo! My man, his emails were more salacious and scandalous than Hillary Clinton's. My man was out there. He was calling people queers and the F word. I mean, I ain't gonna say that word on my show. He was calling people the F word, talking about we should be firing them N words because they kneeling during the national anthem. He talking about female referees. I mean, my man just went all out. My man just had a Hitler moment backed up by, 50 million other things that just probably should never happen. He had a Hitler, a 1950 men's movement. He had like so many things going on that it's just crazy. And he gonna pay the price for that. He already lost his job. He resigned from his job. So, I mean, resigning from your job always leaves the possibility for a rehire. They should have fired him and banned him from the NFL, but they didn't. They definitely should have. But, you know, they didn't. That's their prerogative. So we'll see. We will definitely see. We will definitely see what happens to him because they're going to investigate more. They should definitely find the Raiders because I guarantee the Raiders knew. And those emails went to somebody and they knew as well. So there definitely should be some things going on with that. But we'll find out. We'll definitely find out. What else, man? I can tell you that NFL is just crazy, man. We definitely need some help. So another thing, I guess this is my crazy world edition because it seemed like everybody going crazy. NBA starts in 9 days. You know what that means for me and you know what that means for y'all. We rooting for the Knicks all year long. Let's go with the blue and orange New York Knicks all day, baby. That's what we're doing. So be prepared to hear New York Knicks highlights as the season starts because I'm a New York fan. And while you listen to the Unwrap Mind, you're a New York fan too. We all fans together. So get ready for that. But speaking of which, that other team in New York, they are apparently having problems with their point guard. Kyrie is exercising his right to not be vaccinated and they're exercising their right to say, don't come to work. So now they're without their star point guard, who, you know, they definitely gonna need at some point in the year, because he doesn't want to be vaccinated for COVID, and that's his right. I'm not going to abolish him and slam him to the ground for that, but, you know, he gonna miss a whole lot of money, and you know, that's just sad. I mean, that's just sad for him. I like Kyrie. I definitely like what he does on the court and what he stands for off the court. But unfortunately, the NBA got players to protect. There's more than one player that they got to protect. And, you know, they got to make a stand at some point, just like every job does. It's part of what you do. So hopefully they'll come to somewhere in the middle and they'll make it better. And speaking of which, you know, Ben Simmons was holding out because he didn't want to go back to the 76ers. And now he's missing so much money because they weren't going to pay him for training camp. He like, nah, I'm showing up for work. I need that money in my pocket. So he'll be there and they'll find a way to trade him out. But, you know, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. What else I got going on, man? It's a couple things that just been going on. It's crazy. I can tell you, I'm sitting here thinking, my daughter is just crazy. I don't think nobody really push you like your only daughter. I be listening to her and watching her walk through the house. She walk around the house a little sassy with a little attitude, like she thinks she got it going on. My daughter a little something else, y'all. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do with her. I think I'm gonna get one of the marshmallow guns. Hey, is it illegal to shoot your kids with marshmallow guns if you put a marshmallow in it? Because I think I'm gonna have to shoot her with a marshmallow gun or something, because she'd be walking around here a little attitude. And, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with her, because she'd be tripping. She rolling her eyes sometime and just acting like we can't ask her to do nothing with her little 8-year-old self. But, you know, she's going to get hit with a marshmallow gun or something, I'm gonna have to pop her, because she be tripping on me. She does definitely do. She gonna tell me, she gonna ask my wife, can you take us to school tomorrow, mommy? And I'm like, oh, you don't want me to take you to school? No. You know why she ain't want me take you to school? Because I co-signed on something that my wife said. So instead of being mad at my wife, she got mad at me and don't want me to take her to school. But guess what? I want to take a little funky butt to school anyway. Means I get to go to work and be a little more ahead of time like I like to be anyway. But that's cool. She'll need daddy for something, because she always does. That's my little princess, so I ain't that worried about it. And, you know, I love her to death. But she is testing my gangster, I tell you, for real. She is really, really testing my gangster on that one. We'll see how that goes. I'll keep y'all updated if my daughter get her little butt whooped or shot with a marshmallow gun. I definitely think I'm getting a marshmallow gun from Target. So if you see me with one door at Christmas time and you hear poof, just know I popped it with the marshmallow gun, and we're going to bring her on so she could tell you how much I hit it, how hard I hit her. And, you know, she could be like, yeah, he did, because I was being sassy, because that's what she is. What else is going on? Oh, man, this is when I wish I had somebody here with me. Because I should have bought some water with me. Let me tell you, Will and Jada, are they flipping everybody out? Like, they got some craziness going on in their life and their relationship. And I just don't even know. Like, I'm sick of hearing about it. And because, you know, what you do in your house, how you run your relationship is your own personal business. I'm just sick of hearing about it. Like, every time I turn on, I could tell somebody got a movie coming out, because that's what they're talking about. When instead of focusing on a movie, they start talking about their relationship and how they have an open relationship, and, you know, she can sleep with who she want to and I can sleep with who I want to, and, you know, we can do all things in between, which really, to me, ain't none of our business. The common Joe Schmo shouldn't even care and don't really care until you put it out there in public. You know, I don't care who Will and Jada sleeping with, but why are they making it our business? Why are you bringing your bedroom into my living room is probably the better question. I mean, she already had you on the red table talk crying as she told you how she felt about things. And now you got to sound like your revenge tour is now your new movie coming out. So you're going to go in there and talk about, like, well, she wasn't the only one cheating. I was cheating too. That sounds so weak. Like, one, you bragging about cheating. Okay. Two, you bragging about cheating in the second place. That's you a second place cheater. That don't even make sense to me. So, dude, keep your personal business to yourself. I'm sick of hearing about it. I really am. I hope y'all sick of hearing about it too. But I will support and go see your movie because it looks really good. And let's be honest, Will Smith, you're a hell of an actor. And I think this is your year to win an Oscar. So I'll be rooting for you. Just keep your bedroom tactics and antics to yourself because they're yours, not mine. Squid Games. What the hell is the Squid Games? I keep reading about it. I keep seeing different stuff. Somebody, when I hit my Facebook and hit the Facebook page up about Squid Games, if any of y'all can intelligently explain to me what Squid Game is, please do. Somebody said watch it on Netflix or something, but from what I see, it don't look like nothing's going to attract my mind and keep my attention more than like the first couple of minutes. So I'm going to need somebody to explain what the hell Squid Games is. Maybe I'm just too old. Or maybe it's just stupid, but we'll figure it out when y'all explain to me. If any of y'all are watching Squid Games, do that. Watch it and tell me what the hell it's about. My throat is real dry. And I'll tell you, I do record upstairs. And since we got a no eating policy in my house, no eating or drinking upstairs policy in my house, I don't bring water and stuff with me. So, you know, my voice get dry from time to time. I'm sitting here talking. I don't got nobody to talk to, but it happens. So I know people be like, well, you coughing when you're doing it. You know what? Yeah, I got to. I'm talking for 30 minutes. You're going to get kind of dry over here. So Columbus Day just passed, and I think I kind of broke my kids' spirits when I told them about Columbus Day and what it really isn't and who Columbus really wasn't. In my opinion, Columbus is the single worst person to ever navigate the Earth's surface. He should not be allowed. He should not have been allowed to leave his living room if he even made it out of there without help. I don't think he can find his way out of a paper bag. He was a murdering, lost wanderer who never made it to his true destination. And the stories of Columbus are vastly, vastly exaggerated. They're nowhere near the truth, except the murdering and bringing diseases to the other side of the planet part. That part's very true. A lot of the other stuff, the hero we make him out to be, not true at all. First of all, you can't discover a place that's full of people. You can go there and it be new to you, but it's not discovered. You did not discover a place that has people. You discover something that nobody else has seen before. But I'll equate this. This is how I always equate Columbus discovering America. Columbus discovering America is the same way as you walking in your house and somebody sleeping with your spouse. And they say, hey, man, we ain't cheating. I just discovered her. I just discovered him. We ain't cheating. We just discovered each other. That's what Columbus did. He stumbled upon someplace some people had already been. He's horrible. I'm glad we don't celebrate Columbus Day anymore. I'm glad we turned it into Indigenous People Day. Should have been that decades ago. If we want to cancel something, let's cancel him and a couple other people. Let's erase them from the history books the way they're written and properly put things in his right perspective. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I want to say, like I said last week, to all the survivors, keep fighting the good fight. To the survivors of any cancer, keep fighting the good fight. Our hearts and minds are with you, and I am humbled by your presence. Let's say second base, check your tatas if you have to. Men and women are susceptible to breast cancer, and it's one of those things that if detected early, the chances of survival goes up tremendously. Don't wait until you feel different. Go get your mammograms. Do your self exams. Do all the things that we can to prevent another person from dying of any forms of cancer, but especially this form of cancer. Okay. And this is just my seriousness behind it. Like I say, I have family, people I love with my whole heart who are survivors. I have friends who are survivors. And I'm humbled by their presence. This is one of the things that I take very seriously is survivors of not just breast cancer, but any cancers, particularly breast cancer right now, because that's what we're talking about. But any cancers, when you survive and keep going and say, this is not going to beat me, I'm going to be better than this, you know, I'm humbled by that. So hats off to you. Let's get ourselves checked. This is preventable. This is something we can stay ahead of if we're doing it. I'm not going to say it's preventable because I don't know all the facts behind cancers, what cancers is, what cancers are. So I'm not going to speak out of place. But I would say if we get ahead of the fight, our chances of survival go up tremendously. And I say ours because whatever you go through, we go through with you because we love you. And on love, Sweetest Day is coming up this weekend. So, fellas, be prepared to get absolutely nothing because I was raised up north where I was taught by my mom, Sweetest Day is kind of the day where the girl get the guy in her life something. And I can tell you right now, I ain't outside of my mom used to buy me stuff for Sweetest Day. I think a couple times in school when they sent like the cookies to your class, your girlfriend sent the cookies to your class, whatever, whatnot. I ain't got nothing for Sweetest Day. I don't really think I'm going to get nothing this year. I think somebody dug it up and I know they will again. The true origin of Sweetest Day and what it's really for. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think I would appreciate something at least once. You know, hey, you know, this is Sweetest Day. Let's get them something. And just to see what it's like to be like, oh my God, I got something for Sweetest Day. But guess what? I ain't getting it. If you don't know what Sweetest Day is, I challenge you to Google it. It's a very good time to celebrate the person in your life. So Google Sweetest Day, celebrate it this weekend. It's like a Valentine's Day in the fall, but it ain't as deep because if you forget or you pass it over, you ain't going to get mad. You ain't going to get yelled at and they ain't going to throw it up in an argument talking about, oh, and you miss Sweetest Day later on. Trust me, it is the Valentine's Day that you can forget. Man, don't feel bad if you don't get your wife nothing or your girlfriend nothing or your partner nothing from Edibles Arrangements. Because like I said, it's the Valentine's Day that you can forget. That's what Sweetest Day is. All right. Wrapping up, we got some things going on, man. I want to give a shout out to my girl, London Irie. So check her out, LONIRIE.com. She has your lips. She can get your lips locked on, popping. The weather's about to change. That crisp fall weather's gonna come through. She got your balm. She got your what is it? Lip balm. She got your glosses. She got everything you need to keep you going. I say it all the time. She did a pop-up and some of my friends actually bought some product and they posted it. And I was so happy because I'm like, you know what? I talk about her all the time and now y'all got it. So it lets me know that it's working. What else we got going on? I'm about to dig up everybody. And last week I got complaints because I didn't have all my information on tap. And people was like, well, you know what you sound like when you flipping through and you're looking for people? Yeah, I know what I sound like. But you know what? That lets you know I'm getting it fresh right then and there. And I'm going to your site. Also, check out thesoapdish.org for all your organic, homemade, handmade soaps right there in the house. I know who's making them. She ships all the soaps that you order are made by her. She doesn't have a factory of people. She's doing this all on her own. So check out her soap line. They're great. They're handmade. They smell delicious. They make your body feel great. They make your body feel nice and smooth. So let's get it in. Check out, I'm going to hit this website because it's long and I want to make sure I get it right. And I want to make sure I say it absolutely correct. Where's she at? So yeah, I am looking for something right now. And I know people hate when I'm flipping through, looking for everything. But that's why I need an executive producer so somebody can write this down. That's why I need an executive producer. So check out, it's not too late to order for Sweetest Day or any day for that matter. Check out Kinky Kisses Intimate.bigcartel.com. She has your bundles, your packages, your individual gifts for that special someone in your life. man or woman. She restocks every week. So if you don't have it, she don't have it this week, she's going to have it next week. She ships everywhere. So give her a shout out. Check out Aetna's VIP MK Man Cave for all the needs for the man in your life. Get his feet done, his nails done. She got masks that you can get to exfoliate his skin. If you want your man to treat himself better, you want to give him just a man day. And most men, like, I don't want to go to a salon to get my body taken care of. You can buy the products for him, and maybe you could do it to him. I'm gonna say that again. You could do it for him in the house. And or maybe he could do it for himself. But, you know, if you buy the product, he'll use it and it'll go that way. I'm going to give a shout out to my man. I'm going to make sure I find this thing because that's what I'm doing. Because, like I say, I got some pretty dope people and they doing it all. I'm going to run over. SBG Automotive. If you stay in North Akron, if you stay in Canton, if you stay in the Cleveland area, if you need repairs done to your shop, hit my man up at SBG Automotive. That he is reasonably priced. He's not going to overcharge you. The number to the shop is 330-510-1259. Let me see if they don't got the website, but he is he's a shop owner and a mobile mechanic servicing the Akron, Canton, Cleveland, and possibly Columbus and Cincinnati areas. His services include brakes, tune-ups, oil changes, strut repairs, and much, much more. You can find him on Facebook. The Facebook page is SBG Automotive Repairs. Inbox him. He will tell you when he's available. He has a whole shop. It has a couple of bays up there. And he's going to get you straight. I can give you the address if I see it here. The address is 871 Mo Drive. Units 16 and 24. He can get you straight. I'm telling you, I'm not BSing you on that. Who else? Is somebody else I wanted to shout out and get her business recognized. If I didn't recognize your business, once again, it is my fault. I need an executive producer. If you got somebody want to be my executive producer and help me out with this, I definitely need it. So all these notes and stuff don't go undone. I guess that's it, man. I've been holding y'all up. Thank y'all for y'all time. It's somebody I'm forgetting to shout out, but I want to shout them out. That's what I want to say before I leave. I want to say this before I leave. I am shouting out these entrepreneurs, and I enjoy shouting out these entrepreneurs because I think inside of every person that I know, there's an entrepreneur waiting to come out. You have it in you. I said it before and I'll say it again. There's enough room in the universe for everybody's dream. You just have to be bold enough to pursue it. I would love nothing more than probably spend a half hour shouting out all my friends' businesses, but more importantly, having all my friends support all my friends in their businesses, because somebody here needs all the businesses that I'm shouting out. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, take that step. If you are looking for the services, look for your local entrepreneurs first, because there's going to be a time where it may be you and you want people to come to you first before they go to the bigger corporations. Don't overlook somebody because their business isn't big. Just because a business isn't big doesn't mean there's a quality. Trust me, some of the best things come from those smaller places where you get to meet the owner and shake the owner's hand, and the owner hand delivers it to you because you get to see that person, and that person gets to see you. That's the art of business right there. So if you have a dream to be an entrepreneur, pursue it so I can put you out here and let people hear your business. If you hear one of these businesses and you need it, hit them up so they can stay in business. We need to support small black businesses. We need to support big black businesses. We need to start our own businesses more and more. Furthermore, you need to support your dream. So with that being said, peace in the Middle East. I am out of here. Thank y'all for y'all time. The Unwrapped Mind. We almost at that magic number, y'all. I promise y'all. I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.